Hi, my name is Shredina, and I am in the fifth grade at Pittsburgh Dilworth Elementary. Times I miss. It was the worst night. The night I found out my cousin died. That was the saddest night of my life. I was 11 years old, and my cousin was only in his 20s when he got killed. The night before the service, I was watching TV on the weekend. It was the latest night that I was up in my PJs. So then my cousin called my mom and said, "Is the cops around there?" I was scared because my mom came back and said that my cousin Manny got killed. My mom looked so upset like she was about to cry. She told me that Manny's friend killed him. I was thinking about my cousin all day and I couldn't stop crying. Then I tried to take that off my mind by going outside and playing with my friends. When I got outside, everybody was talking about it. I just didn't want to hear any more about it. Later that day, when we went to Manny's service, it was at a funeral home with lots of family members and friends. People were there that were very close to him or his family. That afternoon, we all got together and had a cookout at Manny's house. Then I went in his mom's room and said, "Manny, if you could hear me, give me a signal." Then he heard me and made the tree fall. Everybody was frightened and screamed. It made me feel a little touched that he did that because I knew his spirit was still here. Then my mom, dad, and I went home. The next day, we had a family gathering for him at East Liberty Gardens, where Manny got killed. The preacher was on the phone praying, and people were even arguing over something. So then one of the men left, and then we heard a gunshot, and everybody scattered. I felt scared that I heard the gunshot because I thought another person was going to die. Then we said we are going to light the candles and leave. My mom said, "Go get your stuff from your cousin's house." I saved my candles from the gathering. I still have them today. I wish he was still living because we all miss him. So now every time I go down to Liberty Gardens where he got killed, I get upset. "Manny, we miss you so much. You might think that I don't remember, but I will never forget you at all. I love you, and that's why I always write about you."